Revelation 3:20, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will dine with him and him with me." There is an option for every one of us today to open that door and let him in. Maybe you've never done it before. You can do that today. And as a result of opening that door, he who overcomes, I will grant him to sit down with me on my throne, as also I overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. There's an amazing invitation. So we have a door in our spirit. Our spirit is connected to heaven as the kingdom, as that transporter beam that transports us back into heaven. We have a door. Question is, will we open it? The handle is on our side. Jesus will never force himself in. The Father will never force himself into our life. We have to open the door. So the question is, do you want to do that today? I'll encourage you now just to think of that door. Think of the handle. Just begin to close your eyes and activate the eyes of your heart, your imagination. If you've never opened that door to Jesus ever before, you can make a simple choice. Just picturing opening that door and inviting Jesus to come into your life today to forgive you, to cleanse you, to restore relationship with the Father, to adopt you into the family, just by making that choice to follow him, surrendering your old life and receiving a new one. For those of us who already know Jesus and God, we can choose to open the door of first love in our own spirit and invite his presence. So reach out by faith, whether you see it, whether you can picture it or imagine it, use that as a doorway. But by choice, open the door and welcome his presence into your spirit. Allow your whole being, your spirit, soul, and body, just to engage with him. As he comes through that first love gate, embraces you, puts his arms of love around you, can feel the warmth of his presence. Just receive love, because love is a person. And he wants you to feel loved and accepted. Just feel the security and the power and strength of his love that's overcome the grave and death to bring you into life. Just feel his unconditional love for you. Feel that fire of his love just burn in your heart. Feel his love embrace you and hold you safe in his arms. Just feel and allow your heart to melt in his embrace. Just make that choice to surrender and open up your heart. Embrace him. Just allow him to touch your deepest needs. Those secret hurts that you never let anyone know. Those secret fears that you carry. Just let him touch them with love. Heal, restore, and make you whole. Let him heal those deepest hurts. Let him remove your deepest fears. Just let him fill you with his presence. Let love overflow in your heart. Just let him accept you. all the rejection you've suffered in your life. Just let him accept you. Let him affirm you as his son. Speak words of affirmation. Just let him reveal how special you are to him. Those wonderful thoughts that he has. His eternal thoughts that created you. Just allow him to love you. Are you willing to express your love to him? Tell him how you feel. Just in the thoughts in your mind, share with him. Talk to him. Be real with him. He knows everything about you, and he still loves you and wants the best for you. Today, by faith, are you willing to choose to abdicate the throne of your own life? Are you willing If you're willing, just ask the Father to come and take that place on the throne, the seat of rest and the government of your life, that place in your spirit. Ask him. And as he takes his place, becomes your provider, your righteousness, your sanctifier, your healer, your peace, your shepherd, your banner of victory. Let his presence fill you. Let him meet your needs. Let him give you complete forgiveness, cleansing and reconciling you. Some of you may just want to stay in that place, just allowing him to continue to minister to you. Just feel free. For those who want to go deeper, we know heaven's open over us. We know there are steps going up into heaven right now, like Jacob's ladder. There's a door standing open in heaven over you. Hear the invitation to come up here. Just walk up those steps to the door. Step through that doorway, that veil, into the kingdom realm. We know Jesus, the Lord, is standing in the doorway. You're in the atmosphere of heaven, the freedom, the glory of heaven. You can breathe it in. Just feel his welcome and his embrace. And as you're in his arms, start to set your desire on the Father. They're going deeper. Embrace your heavenly destiny as a son. And just let Jesus now take you to the Father. Let Jesus take you by the hand and lead you to the source of the river of life flowing from the very throne of God. That river is crystal. It's a crystal river. Just step in. By faith, choose to step into that thick, heavy crystal river, and just go deeper into that river and be baptized into the Father. Just go deeper. Let him take you deeper into him. Let me experience the reality of who he really is and who you truly are as his son. You know, he's an amazing father. And he sees you as an amazing son and daughter. These exercises are just an opening door. If you engage with him every day, if you allow him to be your father every day, if you surrender as his son every day, you can learn to grow and experience a deeper and deeper relationship. Daily, growing in that. So I'd encourage you to practice that and just receive your true inheritance as his children.